This is Sarah Hale. I'm here with Tegan McIntyre, and we're sitting with Lila Wheatley. Lila's a little bit of a dog enthusiast. Let's talk a little bit about who you are and what it is that you do.
Well, I'm a retired musher, I call myself, because I used to have 15 dogs. Now I only have 5. And used to run sled dogs, not collect them, just working dogs. And now I just, instead of running them on a team, I usually just run ski drawer dogs. So that's usually 2 dogs at a time pulling you on cross-country skis. And it's a lot of ways the way that mushers start out, because usually mushers start out with pet dogs, and you can ski drawer with pet dogs just at 1 or 2. And then once they get the bug, and then they become addicted to working dogs, pulling them, then they move into sled dogs. And it was kind of the opposite with me. I kind of started with a lot of dogs, or started accumulating a lot of dogs, did the sled dog thing first, and then transitioned into ski drawing more because I'm working full time and I only have time to run my dogs on the weekends.
A lot of people say winter is long. And for people that are out in the winter, you kind of want it to be a little bit longer because that's when you do your fun thing. So why don't you tell me a little bit about how you spend your winter time?
Well, in the fall, I try to get the dogs in shape for ski drawing by having them pull my truck. So I only hook up 3 or 4, and they pull the truck before there's snow. And then I can still have them pull the truck as long as I can get the truck through the snow. So they will still be pulling the truck with snow, with maybe 1 foot of snow on the ground before it gets packed down. And then I can transition to the snow. But every weekend, every Saturday and Sunday, I'm running my dogs, whether it's they're pulling the truck or they're pulling me on skis or pulling other people on skis. And I love to have other people train their dogs with my dogs. That's the easiest way to train a dog, is put it with another dog that knows what to do, whether it's a hunting dog or a ski drawer dog.
So looking back, you've been involved with sled dogs for a few years now, a couple of decades probably. Tell me a little bit about some of the highlights, what it is you've learned, why it is that you continue to be involved in these sports and with these animals.
Well, the dog sleds, it's a great sport to do with an animal because it's very team-oriented. A lot of people think that you're just being pulled by the dogs and not doing anything else to help them, but it's very much a team sport, more so when you're on a sled dog team, because you're having to run up the hills and literally and help them up the hills. On ski drawing, same thing. The dogs know when you're striding and helping them and when you're not. And they'll turn around and look at you and say, hey, come on, this is a team. You got to keep going. Why aren't you pulling? So I just like that aspect of the teamwork with an animal.
All right. Well, anything else you want to add?
So I'm the event coordinator for the Coney Classic Alpine, which is put on by the Alpine Cross Country Ski Association. And that is a fundraiser event to raise money for the maintenance of the trails in Alpine, the groomed trails in Alpine. And we also share some of the proceeds with Lucky's Shelter. And it is a really fun event where we have, we have pizza, refreshments, baked goods, silent auction, raffle. And we have the ski drawer races. And we also have the costume class within that. And we have music and a DJ, and we try to, you know, make it a real family event. There's a lot of people that come out. It's at the end of the Airport Road, County Road 100, and there's a little parking lot there, and we have it all set up. And it's, if you have dogs, and especially dogs that are really people-oriented and group-oriented with other dogs, it's a total dog party. There are probably 50 to 75 dogs just running loose, having a good time. And of course, this is the dog party happens after we run the little ski drawer races.
Well, thank you so much for your time.